Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Dave Ross of Cairo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. So you're ready for this?
Fire away.
Okay. So, Stephen, tell me what the problem was when you decided to go to Dr. Wagner.
Okay. Well, I've known Mark for almost 30 years, and I had a horizontal tear in the meniscus on my right knee. And what had happened, it manifested itself as, and so I was looking at either a second knee operation or, you know, alternatives. And so Mark and I had originally talked about stim, and I had watched some of his patients go through, but I bought off and went to the surgeon, had a knee surgery, which when we weren't recovering at 2 months out through physical therapy, went back in and found that the surgery had put me almost bone on bone.
Wow. So wait a minute.
So
he had proposed stem cell, but you decided to go with the surgeon instead?
And I didn't agree at the time. I went with a surgeon, you know, who was, you know, well, you know, they don't have, you know, absolute proof of what stem does. And I bought that line.
Yeah.
And, you know, went with the surgery, which, you know, made my condition much worse. You know, I was walking like Chester from Gunsmoke. I had a really bad limp right side. And so I was actually out fishing when the knee collapsed. And that made the decision. I was down in Colorado fishing with my son and called him and said, well, when I get home, I'll come in and see you. So I had the stem cell treatment, which is very non-invasive compared to the surgery.
And we're talking you had the stem cell treatment then on the knee that had been operated on and subsequently collapsed.
Yeah, it had collapsed. And so then I came back, and then my choice was, you know, that was already the second surgery for meniscus damage on that right knee. I went ahead and my option was either stem or knee replacement. And so, you know, watching the success that Mark's patients had had, and realizing I'd made a terrible decision last time, the decision was made to do the stem cell. And so I had the treatment. I'm about 120 days out. I was 100% clear at 90 days, you know. Right now, just continue to build strength, you know, from the issues that happened all the way back to, this, you know, the surgery. And there was a fair amount of atrophy in that. And so just worked on building strength, and the knee's in great shape. In fact, watching my progress, I've already had my neighbor's brother-in-law go in and have his hip done. And had coffee with him 2 days ago, and he has had great success.
But you've ruined your chances at a career as a crotchety Western character.
I won't be doing any reruns for Gunsmoke if they decide to bring it back. But yeah, I did 37 years of coaching and playing soccer, and definitely not a friend to knees, and. At 63, you know, you have to start making decisions about moving forward and being healthy.
Now, since this knee already had undergone two surgeries, were you worried that it might be too late to go with the stem cells?
Oh, always. You know, and you know, when you're working at something or looking at something that is relatively new, you know, that, you know, it's wasn't FDA, there wasn't, you know, that column of, you know, these are the approvals and, you know, these are the clinical tests and all that. You know, I was fortunate enough to have a long-term relationship with Mark and literally watch patients in his office and see what a high success rate he had. And, you know, there really was no decision for me at that point. You know, only a little regret that I hadn't done it instead of the second surgery.
Yeah. And you were worried that the FDA, that it didn't have the complete blessing of the FDA, did you say?
Well, you know, that has to come into play, and of course, when I met with the surgeon that looked at my knee, and you know, he brought all that to the forefront, of his argument of why I should have surgery versus having stem cell. You know, didn't talk about the fact that the recovery time was so much higher with surgery versus a stem treatment.
Yeah.
That, you know, of course, you're doing a lot more, damage to try to repair the knee. In an arthroscopic, they're going in 3 different points, and that's, harder to recover from.
Yeah. Have you had any MRI done to see exactly what the effect of the stem cells was?
I haven't since we've done the stem. And to be honest, if Mark ever says we need it, it's fine. But, I walked with a bad limp before. I walk with an even gait now. And, to be honest, if it does something for him, great. Otherwise, I just happily not spend the money for the MRI.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I know there are people who have said, how do you know it's actually working and not just a placebo?
For me, it's literally in, I had a daily pain level. So I was in pain management, as well as having an uneven gait. When you have an uneven gait, whether it's a hip or a knee or an ankle or anything else, that helps manifest the rest of the body to have other issues. As everything's in connectivity. So, I'm so much better now, and I don't have to worry about, managing pain or I can only walk for, a half mile because, I'm just too sore to do that.
So in other words, the effect has not worn off. There haven't been no backsliding, nothing like that?
No. None at all. Everything has been always forward. And, the big thing was because I had gone so long with, the procedure before and then to stem, I just had the atrophy. So I instead of running, because I'm 63, I now ride a bicycle, which is a little less, evasive on the body. So,
So no more soccer, huh?
I just had my second grandson, so I imagine that if they get old enough and my son or his brother aren't going to coach him, then I would step in and help out.
So you're thinking you could go back to running up and down the field again?
I imagine if I keep my conditioning up, I could play, soccer with my friends in the older league. I think the days of me playing open soccer are past, but they should be at 63. So
yeah, well, I'm not
quite as fast as we once were.
I'm not asking if you're going to go out for Sounders FC. I'm just asking if you're going to be able to run up and down a field again.
Yes, yes. I look forward to it.
All right, very good. All right, Stephen, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, great, and thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Take care.